Hello, this is Jan Goodman, PNB director from KPFK and erstwhile chair of the personnel committee. This is the personnel committee is meeting today. It is April 30th, 2019. It is 5:38 p.m. And I am going to call roll right now. We have a few, just a very small change in directors. Maskila Washington, are you here?
Present. Present.
Okay. And Alex Steinberg asked for an excused absence. He is traveling right now. And then Adrian La Violette, are you here?
Here. Mm-hmm.
And Sabrina Jacobs.
Here.
And Dan Goodman is here from Los Angeles. Robin, what's your last name, Robin?
Collier. I'm here.
Collier. Sounds like you're here. Affiliate director. Am I correct? That too?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. And I asked Donald Goldmacher if he could join us also. Are you here, Donald, by any chance?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. And I also invited our new PNB chair, Grace Aaron. Are you here?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here. Thank you, Jan.
All right. And is anyone else on the line? Is okay. Maxie here? No. Okay. Okay. So we have a quorum.
Jan?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I don't know Donald Goldmacher. How is he invited to the personnel committee?
Okay.
I didn't see.
I'm just about to reveal that.
Okay. Super. Thank you.
It is on the agenda. Okay. So this is a little bit out of the order that I had planned, but we need to have at least an interim chair, if not a permanent chair, and hopefully a secretary. I asked everybody who was running to be on the personnel committee if they would be willing to be secretary, and the only person who replied was Donald Goldmacher. He had been running from APFA in Berkeley, and he said that whether or not he got on the committee, he would be willing to serve as secretary. And this committee has been really hobbled, in my opinion, by not having a regular secretary and regular minutes, and we have very important things to do. So because our bylaws allow us to have secretaries who are not members of committees or the PNB or the LSB, that's why I reached out beyond our committee. Now, is anybody on the committee would like to be secretary or willing to be secretary? So I would.
Jan, this is Maskila again. What is his role outside of being secretary? Would he be able to comment and all that other stuff that people sometimes think they can do even though they're not members of the committee?
Okay. So I personally am hoping that we, you know, because it's such a small committee and there's so much work to do, that hopefully, you know, he would be able to comment. Definitely not be able to vote, but we can determine that among ourselves. But you know, as secretaries are often assigned to or asked to do certain tasks that are not besides taking notes, so we can determine that. And he, by the way, is one of the PNB delegates, directors from KPFA. And Don, would you like to introduce yourself? So I am nominating Don to be Secretary of Personnel Committee. Are there any other nominations or self-nominations? Okay. Don, would you introduce yourself?
Sure. So my name is Don Goldmacher. I am one of the elected PNB members from KPFA. I did previously serve on the KPFA LSB a few years back for about 2 years and was just reelected in January. And I'm happy to assist the personnel committee in whatever way makes sense. I do have a senior management experience, both in the public sector and the private sector. And I am a documentary filmmaker, and so I know something about one form of media and how to get it produced.
And aren't you a...
Yes, I'm a trained community psychiatrist, if that's what you were going to ask.
Yeah, I was going to say, so you're also a psychiatrist.
Yes.
Yeah. In your off hours.
Right, exactly. In my off hours from Pacifica.
Okay.
I'd like to ask a question.
Sure.
What is it, Don?
Yeah.
Yeah, Don, this is Maski La. I'm 71 years old. How old are you?
I got you beat.
Yeah, I figured, but I thought I'd just check to be sure, because we don't have nobody. I don't think we have anybody under 65.
Yeah, well, that's the trend, isn't it, in Pacifica?
So Muscula is a young whippersnapper.
You know, I guess this is it.
So Muscula, Sabrina's a young kid. How old are you, Sabrina?
I'm 21. Yeah. No, I'll say I'm in my 40s. I'm in my 40s. Yes.
Okay.
Still in the 40s.
I think Adrian LaViolette is young, too.
What decade are you in, Adrian, of your life?
I was born in the 70s. I'm in my 40s as well.
Okay. All right.
And Robin is
70
now.
Babies.
Robin. Well, I'm 60,
babies.
67. Sorry.
How old are you, Robin?
67.
Oh, 67. Yeah, you're... Okay.
This is
okay.
A live stream, isn't it? It's a live stream.
We're a mature group, but we do have some people under 60. A couple. I'm 69, just because I've been asking everybody else, and it sometimes seems unfair to ask other people. Okay. Does anybody have any other questions of Don? Okay. Does anybody have any objections to Don being secretary? Okay. So, by acclamation, Don, would you please be our secretary this term? Say yes. Take off your mute. Hello,
thank
Don.
You.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we have two items on our agenda. One is reviewing and hopefully sending and hopefully moving on with probably finalizing the evaluation survey of the executive director, and the second one is discussing further the obtaining a CFO or interim CFO, and that on that point on the agenda, one of the reasons I invited Grace, although Grace, I believe, as the chair of the PNB, is an, I don't know if she's a member or an ex officio member of the personnel committee. But at any rate, I asked her to be here because this is a topic that she's addressing and has addressed. Let me ask you a question, Grace. Is there anything in what you're going to say that needs to be in executive session, or can it all be done in open session?
Executive session, partly.
Okay.
Would be needed, yes.
Okay. So is that just for the amount, or is there – I was just wondering, are you planning on staying on the call for the whole meeting? Because if you are –
Yes, I'll stay on the call.
Okay. All right. In that case, you know, I'm not sure that I sent you – this document, so I will send it to you. In that case, I think that everything that we have to discuss with regard to the executive director evaluation can be done in open session, and then we can go into executive session for the topic of the CFO, you know, hiring of the CFO. Let us go to the...
Jan, Robin for the stack.
Yes, Robin.
I haven't received that email that you said that with the evaluation form. I'm not
okay,
sure.
Okay, you know, I think I didn't send it to you, so let me send it to you. Oh, I guess I did send it to Grace, but let me send it to Don also. Okay, so Robin... So does everybody else have the that document that I sent?
Yes, I have it.
All right. Does anybody not have it? Let's just go that way.
Robin, I still don't have it.
Okay, all right. I just sent it to you, so you should have it in a minute or two.
Yeah, I don't either, Jan. Jan, I don't either have it.
Really? Okay.
No.
All righty. Send it again. It's what it says is the title of it is, quote, enhanced, unquote, Compass Point Evaluation, and I sent it at 5:49 to everybody except Robin and Donald.
Okay. You sent it to the wrong address. Oh, hold on.
Okay. I got it now.
Okay. So let me send it to the right address. I'm so sorry. I just...
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's fine. It's fine. It's cool.
Did you recover it? Or
yeah.
Did I send it?
It's okay. I got it. I got it. I got it. Thank you. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Wow.
So,
you butchered it.
So I have to say that Sabrina did a lot of the heavy lifting of putting this into a grid, and then I added a little bit.
You butchered it, Jan.
The way that this is done, and I think the titles may be not quite perfect yet, but this was just so that we have something to talk about. It's the Compass Point evaluation grid or evaluation form or template with the following little changes, or the following changes. One is instead of having the just three possibilities of assessing somebody of remarkable, satisfactory, unsatisfactory, or unknown, you know, I put five, and it was outstanding, very good, average, improvement needed, unsatisfactory, and unknown. And actually, I am going to change this from average to satisfactory. So it's outstanding, very good, satisfactory, improvement needed, unsatisfactory, and unknown. I think that satisfactory is a better term for me than average under the circumstances. But that's one change there. And then everything, the items themselves just go follow the template that the compass point thing had, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And then the items that were are specific to Pacifica, I included in a block or two at the end of the like an extra block in the template. So, for instance, if you go to the first section, which is agency-wide program development and delivery, after you go through G, then I put in here increased membership, improved program quality, increased listenership at each all stations, attend meetings of P and B, and appropriate, and that should say committees, and if you fill that in, that would be good. Oh, you know what it is? It's underneath this black thing. So it's appropriate committee. So that's a problem with this lovely, you know, black thing, as you can't see, appropriate committees. And so then in administrative human resource management, it goes through all these things. And then at the end of that, there's some additional items that all of these items come from either the contract, the job description, or the job posting, one of those places. All of those, you know, were ways of that the job has been, you know, is described. Some of these may overlap. I try to have them not overlap the template, things that were already on the template, and some of them. Anyway, and then some are, you know, just items that are specific to Pacifica. Like, it's, you know, one of the things says, make sure everybody's licensed or has appropriate license, but one of the things here is making sure that CPB and FCC requirements are met. So it's just a little more specific. All right, that being said, I, again, apologize profusely for the fact that this got so late. I will say that we had a legal deadline that had to be met last week, and so 2 full days of my time were taken up assisting our corporate counsel working on a legal matter. And so it's, you know, all the other things I had to do got screwed up, so this is That's why this is so late. Okay, all of that being said, does anybody have any comments? Do people want to spend a couple of minutes looking at this? What's your pleasure?
Just a quick question. You said that wherever it says average, you changed it to satisfactory. Is that correct?
I want to change it. Yeah, I want to change it. So if everybody do that, you know, you can just cut and paste, you know, where it says average at the top, just change that to satisfactory.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, that's my recommendation. I just like it's not, I think it's more appropriate. And I changed it from three, and we talked about this last week, I changed it from like having three categories of remarkable, satisfactory, and unsatisfactory, making it five, because, you know, it starts getting very hard to decide, you know, is it something, is it very good, or is it outstanding, remarkable? So having a middle ground makes it easier for me. I figured it would make it easier for everybody else. So maybe one way of us of looking at this is if you focus on the things that I added in at the end of each section, just see, does this seem appropriate that we want to include these things, or and also add other things. People have other areas of work that the executive director is supposed to do that we should evaluate, in this case, him on.
Another quick question. I would like to go back and look at the other documents that we have. So we're not looking at finalizing this tonight. Is that correct?
Well, you know, if we could, I would really like to. But if we can't, if we can't, we can't. It's just that we have, you know, we've already asked our executive director to extend his probationary period for 3 months. So it's almost a month now since then. So I just, you know, feel like, you know, we have to at some point do this. I do think it's pushing it to try to get this approved tonight, I have to say.
But yeah, I that very much. You've done a lot of work, and it's certainly appreciated, and I would just like to go back and spend a little more time reviewing each of the comments and the other things and compare it with some other things that I have. And so, anyway, if we could...
Yeah, I really apologize that this is...
No, you've done an excellent job. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. No,
yeah.
Really.
Well, And you can thank Sabrina also. She
thank you, Sabrina.
Thank you. Appreciate the accolades. Great. So then we can I can clean it up. We can clean it up. Oh, because you butchered it, Jan. You really tore it up here.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna put in my mind I was gonna make, you know, like, J, you know, and then I was going to make K for visit, you know, like in the first section or in the
No, it's cool. What's important is the content. I've got the content, so I can just, you know, just put everything where it's supposed to go now. So that's the most important thing.
Much in the right category, but you know, it's very, you know, like if you go in the first section, like it says agency-wide program development and delivery. So then I added it here. Increase membership, improve program quality, increase listenership, attend meetings of P&B and appropriate committees. Is this the right section to do those things? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know.
Well, let me call your attention to this section, the number two, administrative and human resource management.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm not exactly sure what's going on with that. Part A, and then we go down to Part B, Part C. Let's go down to the third, or that last section where it says and there's no subscript for it.
I left out the initial letter, so it would be
right.
Those were the additions I wanted to make.
Right,
sure that
but you want that as one section. You want that to be one section, and is it something that the committee wants? Visit the national office and or stations on a regular and as needed basis. Hire, manage, and supervise national office staff.
Okay, I envision each of those to be their own little box.
So okay, so that would
be
all right.
The dash, that would be like JK. And then the next that little dash would... K, L, maybe hire, manage, and supervise national office staff.
Got it. Got
M is conducting evaluation. And some of these, you know, some of these, by the way, I think I put in here because they should be in here. I just foresee this becoming, I'm hoping that it becomes something that we can return to and use so we don't have to reinvent the wheel again at some point. And so some things I put in here that are obviously not applicable at this point, like conduct annual evaluation of NO staff. Obviously in the first 6 months, you know, he hasn't done that. You know, we have the section that says not applicable. But I wanted to just put it in there so that we know for future reference that's, you know, one of the things. And we might, you know... I don't know what we should do, but I think we could write in there not applicable or something when we actually are going to send these out. So one thing we can discuss right now, so we don't have to discuss it another time and we don't need to have these need these to be, we don't have to finish this to go on to the next topic that's related to the evaluation is who we're going to distribute this to. So we went over this last time, and then we had a few people that had some more additional thoughts, and I thought we should just kind of wrap this part up. And that, let me see, so.
Yeah, I know I added after the meeting committee chairs, 2018 committee chairs.
Yeah, so we want, okay, so we want national, okay. So we want staff. I think we want. Why don't we start with that? Committee chair, 2018 PNB members, 2018 PNB committee chairs. I think Maxie suggested, and I think it's a good idea, the 2018 program committee, I think he said, programming committee because I think he was working with them directly. And the 2018 strategic planning committee. Grace, since you were on the audit, you were on the audit committee, am I correct?
Yeah, and so was I. Maskila was on that committee as well.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Okay. So did he, did Maxi work with the audit committee sufficient such that people there would have a reasonable ability to judge him on certain things?
I think so.
Okay. So the audit committee.
He was at the committee meetings on a regular basis.
Okay.
And would speak when and definitely would speak up.
Okay, good. Does anybody happen to know about the finance committee, if he worked with the finance committee? So let's just put the finance committee as a question mark. Then I think Nita, I know he worked with them quite a bit. Do we want to just ask for one or for several from them, from different people? What do you think, folks? I'll just send them one, and they can...
Were there at least two people that he worked with at NIDA? At least two?
And one of them is Anita. I know he worked with Anita.
Right.
At NIDA. And then is there someone else? Grace, do you know?
Well, Robin's Larry Dank.
Robin?
Anchor.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Larry. Not saying it.
I'm. You know, you have to speak up a little bit, Robin. You're kind of breaking up a little bit.
Larry, interim financial officer. Yeah.
Yes, of course. Does anybody know either Larry or Anita's last name?
Larry Dankner, D-A-N-K-E-R, Dankner, Larry Dankner.
Yeah,
and Anita is Sims, S-I-M-M-S, I think, S-I-M-M-S, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay, Anita Sims, okay. Okay. All right. So 2018 PNB members. So we also want to have the GMs. I think the GMs and the PDs from the various stations.
Robin, of course, Ursula Rudenberg.
Oh, Ursula, yes. Anybody else? Business managers, I guess.
Markeisha Van Zandt Sampson, I think.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Markeisha Van Zandt Sampson or Simpson Sampson.
What is her job?
She's the business manager at KPFT.
Okay, so I think the business manager is at all the stations.
And Maria Negret, N-E-G-R-E-T.
I'm sorry, what is Markeisha's last name?
Van Zandt, V-A-N-Z-A-N-T, Sampson. Adrian, you want to weigh in here?
Yeah, it's dash S-A-M-P-S-O-N.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Van Zandt Sampson, so Sampson is, so it's hyphenated, dash, or hyphen, S-A-M-P-S-O-N.
And Van Zandt is capital V-A-N, capital Z-A-N-T?
I don't think it's capital Z, I think it's just V-A-N-Z-A-N-T. I could double check on that.
Yeah. No, it's not capital Z. Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. And Markeisha is spelled how?
M-A-R-K-I-S-H-A.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, and Jan, did we say LSB chairs?
I think that's good, yeah. Hold on one second.
There's also Maria. Barry. Hold on one second. All right. Maria Negrete, N-E-G-R-E-T. It's KPFA. There's also Barry at your station, KPFK.
Yeah, well, he's a businessman. So he'll be. LSB chairs. Okay.
This is Robin.
All right.
On the affiliates office, Seth is the bookkeeper manager. So I'm not remembering his last name, but he's the one that his role was expanded now. So.
Okay. Ursula's last name?
Rudenberg.
Oh, yes. I knew that. Okay. Rudenberg. Okay. Thank you. Alrighty. Okay. This is a pretty extensive group here. Now we have to determine how we are going to anonymize these. To the extent possible, because a lot of times people are very concerned that they, you know, not be penalized for being critical in some areas. Grace, are you there?
Yeah.
Grace. How did we anonymize the reports, or the evaluations when we did the GM evaluation?
We had a separate email address for the responses, but we also gave several people on the committee the personal email addresses of several members of the committee who might be more trusted than the entire committee. And those people anonymized the responses that they personally got and then forwarded them to the other email address to be placed in the group responses that were only partly anonymized. In other words, people who didn't care about that sent the responses to the email address that could be accessed by all the committee members. But the people who did care and wanted it to be anonymized for them, even from the rest of the committee members, sent it to a committee member they trusted.
Okay.
Adrian, to the stack.
Okay. Hold on one second. I just want to... I just want to take a note before I take somebody else. Adrian. Yes.
Thanks. I don't know too much about them, but I do know that there are sites that are specifically designed for anonymous surveys that maybe we could look into and just utilize.
You know, like SurveyMonkey, the Sabrina.
The SurveyMonkey has the ability to have all of these, this number of questions?
Yeah, I mean, SurveyMonkey is what, that's like the industry standard, go-to, whatever you want to call it. I mean, everybody uses it, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure they could accommodate what we need.
Okay. Good. Well, that sounds like a reasonable start. Is there someone who's willing to research that and bring back the details for the next meeting?
I would, but I am going to be working on finalizing the evaluation.
I'll do it, Jan. It's Adrian.
Okay, great. Adrian.
Thank you, Adrian.
Oh. Okay. Good. Excellent. And then we can decide if that works for us, you know, and people might feel comfortable sending it to there. Anyway, so why don't you look into that, Adrian, and to the extent that you can, you know, let us know by email before the meeting, it would be great. And
what's the deadline?
I'm sorry, what?
What's the deadline? Just so that I know.
The deadline is going to be the meeting next week. And by the way, the meeting next week, I believe, is going to be a different day than Tuesday. So let me just tell you when it's going to be. Let me tell you when the next couple of meetings are. And we might even want to. Okay, so next week, it's going to be Monday, May 6th. Okay?
Okay. Yep. Thanks.
And then the next one after that, everybody please take note. It's going to be Monday, May 13th. And then... we don't have any other set. So my question, okay, so before we leave, let's set a few more Mondays. Normally, this is a committee that meets once a month. But considering that, you know, we have these deadlines, that we just have to set these at least once a week. I mean, if we were diligent, we'd meet every day and night till this got done, but...
Jan?
Yes?
Grace? I'd like to bring it to your attention that Adrian and myself are both on the audit committee, which meets on Monday night, particularly Adrian.
All right. Thanks, Grace.
Okay.
The audit committee is scheduled for the 6th and the 13th.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
Okay. Well, our meeting is actually set for 8 o'clock Eastern and not 8:30. We could even try to make it, we could set it even earlier, if that would work for people. You know, we could make it at, instead of, we could make it at 7:30, which is 4:30 Pacific. So we could have it an hour meeting. We could possibly make it May 7th, but I guess we had some discussion about that. I'm sorry, not May 7th. Wait a minute, hold on one second. I'm sorry. Let me just look at my calendar. So we would May 8th work for people, Wednesday, May 8th, instead of...
No, that's LSB meeting in D.C.
Okay. All right.
Is that, Jan, request for information?
Sure.
Is May 8th the second Wednesday of the month?
It is.
We have our LSB meeting that night.
Okay, so the 8th. So what about meeting on the 6th at an hour, you know, like at in an hour before the audit committee? So at 7:30 Eastern time, which is 4:30 Pacific time. So we have an hour to meet before the audit committee.
I might be working, but I don't want you to accommodate me necessarily. If y'all need to move forward on all of this, but
especially since you're bringing us a crucial little bit of information, I think accommodating you is a good idea. And you know, there's other things. Normally we meet on Tuesday. It's just that I have a meeting on Tuesday. This on the first Tuesday. So, you know. So that's.
I have a meeting on the second Tuesday. So, second Tuesdays are not good for me.
So anyway, so that's why I'm suggesting if we could meet on Monday at 4:30. Do you think that you could meet that hour, Adrian, or is that so? That's like five. What time is it your time right now, Adrian?
8:24.
Okay, so you're 2 hours later than us, than me. So 4:30 here, 5:30. So it's 6:30 your time.
So that's okay. So that's an hour before our audit meeting, Grace. Is that right?
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
I would like to say that probably not this coming Monday, but it's possible that on the 13th, the audit, the 2018 audit, may be complete. It's possible.
Woo.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, it will make that a very important meeting.
Well, you know.
Your question, though, Jan, yes, I can do it. Let's schedule it for that day.
Okay, so Monday, so May 6th, we'll make it at Monday at 7:30. Or we'll make it, 7:30 Eastern time.
Can we, well, you know, I would, maybe we can make it 7? Is that too early?
Yeah, I can do 7:30. 7 is too early for me.
Oh, okay. So 7:30 would be better. Okay.
Okay. So hold on one second. Let me, I'm doing this here. I want to just change this time right now because it's a week in advance, and it'll be easy to change it. So should we have the next week, which is also set for Monday, because Maskila has a meeting on that day. Do we make that one also at 7:30?
Not on Monday. I have a meeting on Tuesday.
So I know you have a meeting on Tuesday. That's why I'm saying, do we make that meeting?
Monday at 7:30 again? Can we do that?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
That'll work.
Personnel. Okay, so we're going to make both of those 7:30. And then should we make the following two Tuesday meetings? Can we make the following two on Tuesday?
The 21st and the 28th?
Yes.
I'm open to that.
It appears to be okay so far for me.
Okay, great. All right. Great. Okay. Update. Okay. Is there anything else on the evaluation that we can or should be doing right now?
This is Robin to the stack.
Okay, Robin. Yes.
Well, I just wondered if this all the categories are finalized. One thing that seems a little bit missing to me in the human resources is a direct evaluation on appropriately treating employees. I don't know the exact wording, but so all the other categories are so kind of like really vague.
Okay,
does the ED treat individual employees respectfully?
Okay, so I think that we have, I believe that there's a section on that, and it's definitely worth looking at. Okay, so there's the administration and human resources. Let's look at that carefully.
It just didn't seem like it really addresses it. It's the other categories are kind of too broad, basically, to address that. That's all.
Okay.
And since
so
we're asking staff,
let's look at it, and we can add. I mean, that's the whole purpose of.
Maybe you guys have been working on this a long time, so maybe you already talked about it. Or
no, we haven't actually. So, and everybody, please, chime in. Don't feel like you're. And is it okay if we ask Don to at least add? He can't vote, but to add in whatever thoughts he has. Is that okay with people?
Sure.
Is that okay with you, Don?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, Jay, there are some typos that are obviously fixable, so you can each fix them in your own little records. Okay, so do we think that number Jay...